getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And back again with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. I thought I'd try to sneak up on you there. I have a feeling that didn't work out. Anyway, here we go. It's another hour of great old-time music for you this week on the Oompa Hour. I'd tell you what I have in store for you, but I have no idea. Got a big stack of polka records here, and we're just going to do it to it, because that's the way things work out around here. So if you're ready to go, we will have our official 78 of the show. I was down in the basement digging around in the records again this last week. Found another batch of great old-time music on some shellac, so we'll be getting that going here in a little bit. We'll have our weekly waltz, of course, so plenty of stuff going on. Let's get rolling. How about the Houston Oilers polka? I know that's going to apply mostly to Texas listeners to the show, but I do know that we have a station with us down in Austin, Texas, so maybe they'll get excited. I don't know, but nonetheless, it's the Janacek Polka Band. There, the Houston Oilers Polka. That's the Janacek Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, where this kind of silliness happens every single week. Glad to have you along for another round of great old-time music like Johnny Pecan's Polka Magic. Here they are with a song cleverly entitled Polka Magic. There you have it, Polka Magic by Johnny Pecan's Polka Magic. It's always good if you name the band the same as the song you're going to play, I guess. Huh? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Every week, we gather around the record players here and play some great old-time records for you. Got a guy named Spike coming up here in just a second after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum over in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to pay him a visit. If you're local to the area, of course, it's an easy drive for you, probably. Couple of hours depending where you're at, but man, if you haven't been there, it's a mind-blowing experience, even if you're not a polka fan or an accordion fan, because it's almost more than you can believe in one place. There's like 1400 accordions in there. You would be surprised how different they can be, and you know, covering many different years, many different styles. You know, there's, I don't know, dozens at least, if not more, styles of accordions. And it'll blow your mind. I'm telling you, they have a lot of research materials if you want to learn about the instruments or the people who immigrated here and brought their music along with them. You'll learn about how to repair them, how to maintain them. They've got a concert hall. They have a lot of activities during the nice weather up in this part of the country. We don't do a lot of outdoor accordion playing this time of year. But check them out. You can find out more online, worldofaccordions.org. There's some photos of some of the displays in the museum and a lot of history information. So, hey, maybe while you're listening to the Oompa Hour, flip on your computer or your iPad or whatever you have and take a look at worldofaccordions.org. All right, why not? I got Spike McHale here. I can't remember the last time we played a Spike McHale record on the show, but let's do it. Here's the Dance With Me Polka.
I thought till today that I had no chance, but now you're here with me, the way it ought to be. Forget the past, this music won't last, and dance this last dance with me.
I see you all dancing right now in the kitchen. It's a wild time, isn't it, huh? Spike McHale there, the Dance With Me Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back into a cold snap up here in northern Minnesota. Don't know where you're at if you're listening to the show this week. Someplace where it's nice, like in Florida or something. But, yeah, we're back into the, 15 to 20 below in the morning kind of deal. But they're talking a heat wave next week. We might hit 30 again. People be out tanning, barbecuing. It's going to be a wild time. This next record is such a great record. And I haven't played it for ages. And that's simply because the record got mixed in with a bunch of things where it shouldn't have been mixed in. So it just hasn't come around. I bet you it's been years since this record has been on the show. And this is such a great record. Here's Fez Fritchie and his Goose Town Band and Tanta Anna.
Auf Wiedersehen, Tanta Anna. Wenn ich die Tanta Anna seh, dann muss ich immer lachen. Sie geht so stolz von Kopf bis Zeh und dann macht sie solchen Sachen. Sie trägt so einen grünen Abendkleid, Hut mit roten Federn. Aber wer sie sieht, na der weiß Bescheid und dann ruft sofort ein jeder. Tanta Anna, Tanta Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna, Tanta Anna, du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Keinen Mann geküsst.
Tanta Anna.
Wer weiß noch nicht, was Liebe ist?
Tanta Anna.
Wer ist verrückt nach jedem Mann?
Tanta Anna.
Bei wem beißt aber keiner an?
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Sein Haar mit Schweineöl.
Tanta Anna.
Wer pudelt sich mit Weizenmehl?
Tanta Anna.
Wer trägt die Nägel grün voll Erd?
Tanta Anna.
Bei wem ist doch alles verkehrt?
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Gern verheiratet sein.
Tanta Anna.
Bei wem fällt aber keiner rein?
Tanta Anna.
Und solltest du als Jungfrau sterben?
Tanta Anna.
Dann lass mich dein Vermögen erben.
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. So wie du gebaut bist. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir.
No idea what they're saying. I just like that record. There's Fez Fritchie here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week. Believe it or not, whatever this is happening right now happens again. So mark this spot on your dial. And, yeah, we'll keep on doing it, man. I got to tell you, by the way, too, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, want to send large boxes of money, I don't know, whatever, you can call and leave a voice message, or you can send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. And again, that's 218-259-2985. Text or voice message to there. You can email to oompahour@aol.com. That's just OOMPAHHOUR, all one word, at AOL.com for an email. Or look up the show on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right, love to get those requests in. Sometimes it takes me a couple of weeks to find them because my record organizing skills over all these decades have never become very good. But I'll find them eventually, all right? Now, I know there's some rock and rollers out there, and there's really no successful rock and roll polkas. A lot of people have tried. So instead, we're going to do the Rollin' Rock Polka. It's Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra. All right, there you go. See, that didn't sound at all like rock and roll because it's Rollin' Rock, which is apparently rock and roll backwards. I don't know. Jolly Joe Timmer there and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, just spinning the old-time records for you. How about an Earl Schmidt? We haven't played an Earl Schmidt record in a long time. I know we're leaning heavily toward the Oompa side of things so far this week, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with why it's the Oompa Hour, after all. But yeah, I'll try to mix it up here a little bit, but I got Earl Schmidt ready to go. This is the Prune Dumpling Polka. Earl Schmidt there. Sounded like prune dumplings to me. It's the Prune Dumpling Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us this week. Having a great time. How about some Art Walunas in the orchestra? This is one everybody knows. There are people that have never heard a polka in their life, and they know this song through osmosis. They've been near people that have heard this song, and this song got into their brain, and they didn't even know it. And then they hear the song, whether it's on the radio or they have to go to a wedding reception and somebody requests this and the wedding DJ plays it or whatever the case might be. All living human beings know this song.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In him will give kind beer. From drinking we're us here. Dancing for nightmare here. Dan drinking the andron and sir beer.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Thank you.
There you have it, Art Walunas and the orchestra there. No beer in heaven here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And you all know that we do have an answer song to that. I never have it on the same time that I have the No Beer in Heaven polka, but there is an answer song where they did find beer in heaven. I don't know how they were able to tell us that. Have we found a way to communicate with the beyond? Someone's like, we found beer in heaven. I'd play that for you, but I can't find it fast enough. So wait a minute. Maybe I can. I don't know. I'll look for it. I'll see if I can find it before the show's over. I just realized I might know where that record is because I had a guy email me and he said he lives where there's a polka radio station and he told him there was a song about finding beer in heaven and the guy at the radio station was like, no, there's no song like that. We would know. We got them all. And he's, no, this guy played one on his show and emailed me and he said the guy didn't believe that the record existed and I'm sure we heard it on your show and I found it. And I said, yes, it does indeed exist and here it is. I'm going to see if I can find it here in the next couple of records and sneak it in here. But there is an answer song to the No Beer in Heaven polka. Well, I start looking for that. You can listen to Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra. It's the Ooh La 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 polka. I don't know. You got to be sure you read enough la's off the record when you play this one.
Winter and summer, that isn't what I wanted from her.
Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la
la la.
Hey!
Wami wodą na wszystkie strony. Raz, dwa, trzy, cztery, portret zrabiany.
Ula la la la, ula la la la, ula la la.
Okay, oh man, now you caught me all tangled up in my headphone cord and I was over in the other side of the studio looking for that other beer record. Oh man, I'm going to find it though. How much time have I got? Okay, I got about not quite a half an hour left in the show. I'm going to find it. There is a song about there being beer in heaven and when I played There Is No Beer in Heaven, it's the logical time to play the sequel, right? So stand by, I'm going to keep looking. In the meantime, here's the Dick Cousins Orchestra and the Golden Star Polka.
Thank you.
right, there you go. Oh, man, I'm doing way too many things at one time here. But then we have the Dick Cousins Orchestra there. And that was the Golden Star Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I found it just as that record was ending. And hang on now. We have proof that there's beer in heaven. I found the song. I barely even got the record out of the thing here. Are you ready? I don't even know who's doing it. I just threw the record on the turntable. And in the answer to our earlier performance in the show of In Heaven There Is No Beer, here is the, there is some beer in heaven. I knew I'd find it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. They said there is no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
I told you there was beer in heaven. Now we got a record that proves it for you. So next time someone tells you in heaven there is no beer, now you have the answer, all right? Now you know in every show we do a 78. Man, I got like 8 things going at once this week all of a sudden. Here I was just doing a nice casual show. Then I get all these crazy ideas about finding records in a hurry. Then I got to switch over the turntable to play in 78s. Got to put in the special needle because we do a 78 in every show. I think maybe that this song was on the show a year or so ago. This could be a rerun, but if it is, it means I have 2 78s of the same song. Jerry Colonna and his San Fernando Valley Pals. This is the Cow Pasture Polka.
Down in the pasture, back of the corral, we'll dance the polka, each cowboy and his gal. Down in the pasture where the cattle graze, we'll dance the cow pasture polka. Lift your feet, lift your feet, lift your feet. Be careful where you put them down. Put them down, put them down, put them down. Be sure you put them on the ground. Watch your step, watch your step, watch your step. When you swing your partner round and round. And don't have too much to nip, or maybe you will slip, doing the cow pasture polka. Moo, 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 that will have for harmony. Moo, 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 even though they're out of key. Moo, 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 there's a tune that's sweet to me. They say a cow slipped through on the spot I fell for you, doing the cow pasture polka. Thank you. pony. Moo, moo, moo. Even though they're out of key. Moo, moo, moo. There's a tune that's sweet to me. Don't spin around too fast or you'll fall flat on the grass. Doing the cow pasture polka. Doing the cow pasture polka.
Bonus points for getting the cows on the record there. Jerry Colonna and the orchestra there. No, it's not the orchestra. It's his San Fernando Valley pals. That's who it is. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Are you ready to head for the Polka Hop? I hope so, because that's the name of the next song. It's at the Polka Hop. By the way, that record sounded scratchy like that because it's an actual record. Here on the Oompa Hour, that's all we do is play records. No tapes, no CDs, no downloads or digital stuff. These are all phonograph records, skips and scratches and all, because we all like a little patina. I think we're all suffering from a little patina. In fact, sometimes you go to the doctor and they say, well, you know, for a guy your age, the patina's not that bad. Here's the Polka Traditions at the Polka Hop.
From Boston, Mass to Baltimore, there's something great we've got that makes the people yell for more. It's called the Polka Hop. From Jersey out to Illinois, they give it all they've got. And friends, you've never seen such joy as at the Polka Hop. At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the Polka Hop. Hey! At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the Polka Hop. There's other music, other bands, but none are half as hot. The greatest times throughout the land are at the Polka Hop. They're singing, dancing everywhere, their troubles they forgot. They're even jumping in the air at the Polka Hop. At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the Polka Hop. Hey! At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the Polka Hop. The polka is the dance for me, for my friend Mike it's not. Well, he can sit and watch TV, I'll do the Polka Hop. Now, Freddy loves to drink all day, and Stan won't take a drop. But each gets by in his own way, at the Polka Hop. At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing, at the Polka Hop. Hey! At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the Polka Hop. Now if they like polka till I drop, and on the final judgment day I'll do the Polka Hop. Now some will do all right that day, and others they may not. But me, I'll glide through right away, doing the Polka Hop. At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the Polka Hop. Hey! At the Polka Hop, my friends, at the Polka Hop, we sing and swing and do our thing at the Polka Hop.
There you have the polka traditions there at the Polka Hop. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show is where you are right now. I got our waltz coming up. Every show we try to include at least one waltz. This week's waltz just moments away, but I have urgent product news. And this is probably old news to some of you. But I just saw this. Somebody just sent me this on the interwebs. And they just sent me the picture. And I thought, that can't be real. That's got to be a joke. So I went to the Google, because the Google knows everything, and I looked it up. You're familiar with maple syrup, like you would put on your pancakes or your waffles, your French toast. And you may be familiar with Captain Crunch cereal. You know, the cereal that rips the roof of your mouth right out. Somebody sent me a picture of Captain Crunch's Ocean Blue maple syrup. And it looks like the same kind of jug that, well, I guess it used to be Aunt Jemima. I don't know what it is now. I'm going to keep calling it Aunt Jemima because I'm used to it. It's been a lot of years. I'm going to get little Aunt Jemima stickers made and stick them over the logo they got on them. What is it now? Some mill or pond? I don't know what it is. But I'm going to make little Aunt Jemima stickers and stick them on my syrup. Anyway, it looks like that kind of a bottle, but it's filled with blue syrup. And it's Captain Crunch's Ocean Blue Syrup. Now, if you're a sucker and believe it's a rare collectible, you pay $16.99 for a bottle on eBay. But if you realize it's not a collectible and you can just buy it, it's like $3.75 at your local mart of choice. You know, like your Walmart or your Tar Mart or your Kmart or whatever kind of mart you happen to have in your part of the country. So I'm like, is this a good thing? Can you put blue syrup on something? Or would your brain go crazy telling you that blue does not go with maple syrup flavor? But wait, there's more. Oh, I see. It goes with Captain Crunch's Berry-tastic pancake mix. What? It's light and fluffy. Wait a minute. Okay, this is getting more disturbing as time goes on. It's like pancakes with crunch berries in them? Is that even what I'm seeing? This is blowing my mind completely. Captain Crunch pancake syrup, Captain Crunch pancake mix, buttermilk pancakes with colorful crunch berry inspired bits. Oh my gosh, I don't even know if this is good or bad, because I love a good waffle or a good pancake or a good French toast. And I used to love Captain Crunch when I was a kid. My roof of the mouth was made out of titanium and I could eat the stuff. Oh, I'm intrigued. If I run into this stuff, I'm going to get it and I'm going to try it and I'll report back. Don't count on it. It just looks weird, man. That's all I can tell you. All right, you ready to waltz? See, that was me stalling. Well, you ladies get your significant others up off the couch or get them to put down their coffee cup in the kitchen or whatever you're doing today. And get ready for a little waltzing. We haven't had a concertina waltz in a long time. Eddie Lash over here on turntable number 2. Of course, Eddie Lash means he's playing the star concertina, by the way. And this is the concertina waltz.
Oh,
right, waltzers, you can relax. Guys, you're off the hook. Eddie Lash with his Star Concertina, of course. That just goes together. You can't say Eddie Lash without saying with his Star Concertina. I mean, it's on every record that way, for Pete's sake, all right? Hey, I got the Imperials of Toledo here. Well, they're not actually here, but their record is... Here's I Love You So. Ah, so mushy, isn't it?
I love you. I hope you love me too. Please let me take you in my arms. Tenderly, I'll kiss your lips so sweet. You make me feel so gay and warm. I need you so. Please say yes, I can't let you go. My life is yours. Let us be together evermore. Someday soon you will be all mine. Please say you love me just the same, dear. Loving you is so divine. Me too. Please let me take you in my arms. Tenderly, I'll kiss your lips so sweet. You make me feel so gay and warm. I need you so. Please say yes, I can't let you go. My life is yours. Let us be together evermore. You look so fine. Someday soon you will be all mine. Please say you love me just the same, dear. Loving you is so divine.
There you have it, the Imperials of Toledo here at Tim's Hoompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think we got time for at least a couple more tunes in this week's presentation. Got Whoopi John coming up here. I don't know why. I said to myself, self, it feels like a Whoopi John kind of week. So stand by. We got Whoopi coming up here in just a little bit, right after we do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, here we go. I promised you a little Whoopi John. How about Little Brown Jug? Big selling record for Whoopi John back in the day. Here you go. There, Whoopi John there, little brown jug here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. What are we going to fit in here? I'm going to see here. I got Richie Vadnell's orchestra right here. It's the la-di-da-di-dum polka. Have it there, Richie Vadnell's orchestra here on Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I was going to really, really try to squeeze in another record here, but I can't find a record that's less than a minute and a half long. It's just not going to work out. But I tell you what, I can tell you right now that next week we're going to start the show with a number from Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners, all right? Because I thought I could squeak it in this week, but that is not going to work out. So I got him on the top of the stack to start the show 1 week from now, same place, same time, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and is recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.